Before we begin today's really scary tale, I just want to let you know what my week was like. And what's really interesting is that I actually had gone to New Orleans. Oh my gosh, I would argue that New Orleans is one of the most haunted cities in the United States. Now, some people will say it's Savannah. Never been, so I can't say for certain, but at least New Orleans has to be in like the top three or two, right? It was really cool also going in the month of February because I've never been to New Orleans in February. The last time I went was in October. It was a surprise birthday trip from my husband. So when I went in February, it was actually kind of cool to see how they decorate for Mardi Gras. And even more interesting, you guys, I never realized this. Maybe I might have like bypassed this the last time I was out there, but the airport has like beignets. Oh my God, chef's kiss, love beignets. But anyway, I feel like there's something so magical about New Orleans. It is haunted, it is beautiful, the food is amazing. So if you've never been, I encourage you to go out there. Anyway, let's get on with today's spooky tale. Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Garden of the Ghouls. Typically, when we volunteer to offer aid, we know what we're getting into. But sometimes it's more than what we bargained for. Even worse, sometimes when we're trying to help, the situation ends up deadly, as in the story told by Jennifer Helen Coates. Growing up, Rochelle's mother implored her to never clean on New Year's. 3 years, bad luck, she would say. Her grip tight on Rochelle's wrists. Still, when the news of violent rains flooding New Orleans reached for her, Rochelle didn't hesitate to pack her bags and go down south to help her grandmother rebuild the streets of New Orleans. The streets of New Orleans were slick with muddy rainwater that made the quarter look dark and otherworldly. The hanging boughs of once sturdy oak trees looked more like gnarled faces. New Orleans had always been a living thing, swelling with superstition. She couldn't help but remember the tales of cursed wetlands and ghosts living in the swamps. They're just trees, Rochelle reminded herself as she approached her grandmother's pale blue Creole-style home. Come in quick, was her grandmother's only greeting on the rainy afternoon. An urgency in her voice, like someone was after her. The state of the home was much better than Rochelle expected, considering her grandmother hadn't left in days due to the storm. Only mounds of dust clumped in the oddest of corners. All the shades were drawn. The only source of light was a sturdy black candle burning on the fireplace mantel. Let's get some sunlight in here, Rochelle said, moving to draw the curtains open. Her grandmother gasped and tried to pull Rochelle's arm back. Not quick enough. Inside may have been tame, but outside was a messy web of branches. The garden was overrun with vines. They looked like snakes, sharp things ready to bite. What happened out there? Rochelle exclaimed with breathless panic. The house seemed poised to be swallowed. When Rochelle turned to her grandmother, she could now see the two red angry slashes on her arm. Did you fall in the garden, Gran? No, close the curtains, child. The garden's a beast that wants to be fed. Her grandmother begged, hands shaking on the curtains. Rochelle didn't ask again and turned to fix their plate of lucky black-eyed Susans for luck, for prosperity. When they went to bed, that odd black candle was still burning. Her grandmother refused to let Rochelle blow it out, saying only, it will keep us safe. The rain pounded harder that night, so hard it shook Rochelle from sleep. Wind scattered through the storm, sounding like a sharp wail. But the wail didn't stop. Gran? Rochelle called out. Only the wailing answered. From her bed, Rochelle crept to the window, following the sound. Down below, the garden seemed to have grown twice in size. Its vicious green mouth yawning wider, hungry for destruction. Rochelle pushed open the window, just an inch, and suddenly a vine crept in, slashing her around the wrist. Rochelle yanked her arm back, and the vine severed in two. When she looked down, she saw it. A angry red slash on her skin, just like her grandmother's. Then there was another wail. It sounded like her name being called.
Rochelle!
I'm coming, Gran, hold on! Rochelle raced to the garden, but hesitated at the door. It was too dark. There was nothing around her except the candle. Rochelle gripped it tight and stepped out into the night. "Gran, are you there?" A rustle of vines answered in the glow of the candlelight. Rochelle could see a pair of eyes under the brush. A sigh escaped Rochelle's lips. "There you are, Gran. What are you doing out here? Let's get inside." As Rochelle reached under the dark leaves and vines, the winds shifted again, and the clump of vines and leaves grew larger and larger, bearing down on her. "Rochelle, get out of there!" Her Gran's voice broke through the swirling wind. Gran was entrapped in the brush, but standing wide-eyed with fear at the garden's entrance. Staring back at Rochelle was a vicious beast. It wasn't superstition. The rain had grown a ghoulish demon here in the garden and fed its bloodthirst until it choked for more life. But the rain stopped, and now it searched for something else to devour. Rochelle twisted in the grasp of the vines. "I will devour you," the beast roared. A branch stuck to Rochelle's stomach, piercing the skin. Snap! Rochelle tugged out of the beast's grip, the branch shattering. She raced back to her Gran, the candle still flickering in the dark. Then Rochelle stopped. Just as the cursed rain had given the beast life, maybe the fire could will it away to clean the house for good. The beast unleashed another growl. The black pile of soil, mud, and melted tar spraying from its twisted maw and coating Rochelle. She choked, barely able to breathe. The candle's light flickered close to snuffing out. Then there was Gran standing over Rochelle. The older woman grabbed the candle from Rochelle's hand and swiped it back at the beast. The flame singed one of the twisted roots hanging above them, and the beast let out a screeching howl of pain. "Burn it, Gran," Rochelle implored, clawing to move from out of the brush. The older woman didn't hesitate. She threw the flame at the overgrown nightmare, and the fire exploded across the garden. The deadly ghoul burned, its life extinguished. The monster vanished. A nightmare crept into day. All that stood in the fire's wake was a single oak tree, its willowy branches hanging harmless in the now quiet winds. Rochelle took her Gran's hand and ducked it back into the house. Some curses needed cleaning, and today was a day to trim evil and clean house.
Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.